Plakas, how are you doing?
Jason, doing fantastic, thank you.
Nice. Now, you're compiling a list of, and you've talked to a lot of people about the 100 most effective to the least effective on long-term fat loss. Let's start with the least effective things that a lot of people do that clearly aren't working.
The least effective.
Least effective.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, you know, the reason I came up with the list was that, you know, you see thousands of things out there being advertised in fitness, nutrition, supplementation, all trying to get people to spend their money on their products to achieve fat loss, right? So I thought, okay, I'm going to make a list of what's the most important things you could be doing to the least important things you shouldn't be worrying about. So as long as you're ticking the most important boxes, then you're going to take care of like 99% of your issues, right? So some of the least important things that you could be thinking about would be like worrying about working out on an empty stomach. You know, you'll see this a lot of times in muscle fitness magazines, oxygen magazine, that kind of thing, where these professional bodybuilders, they feel that, okay, if I don't put any sugar or calories into my body first thing in the morning and I do my cardio, then my body is going to use up my fat stores more so because there's no available sugar, that kind of thing. The amount of calories that you burn during exercise really is dependent on the intensity of it. So the more intense the exercise, the more carbohydrates you're going to burn or sugar. The less intense, then you tend to use more fat stores than carbohydrates. But the overall calories that you burn are really the most important thing. So to the average person, that is really a negligible effect.
Okay. Cleanse and detox, they clearly don't work.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, they'll do like a cleansing or a detox program. And most people are trying to do these programs to achieve, you know, some kind of fat loss. That's sort of the underlying effect. So, again, cleansing or detoxing your body, you may achieve some kind of fat loss or some weight loss because you're not eating some of the bad foods that you were eating. So that's just going to be temporary. Once you return to eating the food that's regular in your lifestyle and the habits you've formed over the typical week and month, then it just comes right back on again. So it's a very temporary effect and has no place in any kind of long-term fat loss.
Okay. Now, what about moderately effective ones?
Yes. Okay, so some of the things that can help a little bit would be, like, for example, doing some kind of exercise. So moderate intense exercise, doing like cardio with longer duration, or you could do higher intensity exercise in shorter duration. Both can have a benefit towards your fat losses and your lean muscle tissue. So they will have some kind of effect. Maybe not so much as worrying about your food, but definitely you want to get some kind of activity in every week. Stuff like food logging. You know, that's also something that might have an effect on your fat loss. Not that great, but if you keep track of kind of an idea of, okay, this is what I've eaten over the course of the day or the week, it might surprise you by writing it down. Oh yeah, I'm probably eating a little bit more than I am, or I'm making some bad food choices at this time of day. So it might be able to give you some idea of what kind of bad patterns or what time of the day you might be having more issues than others, so that you can focus on improving the decision making at that time of the day. So food logging can have some kind of effect too.
Now, you know, there's, what about, you know, manipulating macronutrient percentages? Like, I know that might sound more complicated than it is, but.
Yeah. So I put that somewhere. Yeah. When I rank it, my top 100 list, I'm going to put that somewhere near the middle, but maybe near the bottom part of the middle.
Okay.
So that's basically your proteins, your carbs, and your fat. So a lot of people will think that, okay, if I eat 20% of my calories from protein, or I should eat 40% of my calories from protein, and manipulating the different percentages with fats and carbohydrates, really, the research kind of shows that it doesn't really matter. Like, it's if you're eating 80% carb, 10% protein, 10% fat, or whether you're eating 80% protein and 10% carb, 10% fat. The overall calories is really what's going to make the most important thing. But there is some information where protein tends to satiate your hunger a little bit more than carbohydrates and fats do. So you may be able to be satiated longer, so that your overall caloric intake might be less. So there is some evidence on that. So manipulating the percentages is not that important. And a lot of people have written books and made millions of dollars trying to convince you otherwise.
Paul Plakas joins us now. Paul, some of the best things, I'm guessing, obviously eliminating, you know, like pop and juices, clearly, yeah. Donuts and cakes and stuff. But what about as people, you know, stay on the – and this is long-term. We're not talking short-term. We're talking long-term. Is
right.
How, what about becoming actually aware of your, you know, your, our energy balance and what we need to take in? Like, how can we become more aware of our bodies to know what's working for us?
Yes, that's a good question. So, yeah, you hit on the first two right on. Like, if you're going to do anything, the number two, the first couple things that are going to be at the top of my list is, yeah, eliminating liquid calories. Like, for example, yeah, juices, pops, alcohol, for sure. If you're not doing that, you've got a very difficult chance of achieving weight loss long term. And, of course, the high density calories of, you know, fats and sugars put together, like such as in ice cream and donuts and cakes. Yeah, those first two, if you're not doing them, good luck. You could do all the other things full bore, and you're not going to achieve any kind of fat loss. But yeah, being aware of your total caloric consumption and your total caloric expenditure. It's hard to count the calories. I'm not saying to people that they should try to find ways to count them, because it's virtually impossible trying to really be able to know exactly what you're expending and consuming. But an awareness of it is very important. And what you'd want to do is, as you check your weight every maybe week or every couple of weeks, and if you see the general trend going upwards, then you know there's somewhere you're consuming more energy than you're expending. If the general trend is going downwards, and that's what you want, then great. You're expending more energy in your day. And the energy in your day can come through exercise. It could come through just active living. People that have desk jobs, they're kind of messed up because they're spending 8 to 10 hours a day sitting in a desk. So they're going to have to spend the other hours of their day being more active, not going home to watch TV and spending time on the computer. It's just that it is that simple, but people are trying to make it more complicated than it is, trying to find the superfood or the right supplement or some sort of gimmicky way to get it there faster. But
what do you
go first, you've got the best chance.
Sorry about that. When are you going to compile your list? When are we going to see it?
Yeah, I'm still working on it. I got about 50 some here, so I will put it together, and I will probably put it up on the website as soon as it's all done, and then I'm going to rank them, and the ranking's going to be up for debate amongst of other people, but based on my experience and just consulting with some other people, I'm going to try to come up with a ranking and give people an idea. If you can do the first top 10, then you're good. You're doing 95 and 99% of the best you can do, and the other 90 really don't make that much of a big deal.
Black is great stuff. I look forward to seeing all of them. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jason. See you. Have a good day.